So jumping straight into this, these 14 verses, we look at this first verse. He went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath, that they watched him closely. So what's important to see here is who were they, the Pharisees? We need to understand these people, what they were doing. And these are the Jewish religious people. They were a separate people, and they took pride in this. They literally called themselves the set apart ones because they were uniquely devoted to following everything that God said in his law and everything that God put forth in the Old Testament. And some of them actually had the audacity to think that if they could just keep the law perfectly for one whole day, that they would usher in the Messiah, that God the Father would send the Messiah if they could just follow the law perfectly for one day. And the ironic and tragic thing about it is that the actual Messiah, Jesus Christ himself, is standing there before them. Not because of anything that they did, but because of God's love for humanity. And they completely miss it. They try to please God enough to send the Messiah, but they didn't actually want to please God. And we talked about that in our study, the commandments of men, and how the Jewish people went from understanding that they were set apart and out of worship and adoration for God, wanting to live a different life and wanting to obey God because they are a set apart people. And they flipped it upside down. They instead started going, you know what? In order for God to love us, in order to be good enough, we must do enough so that God chooses us. They changed it from adoration to obligation. And just like here, they didn't actually want a Messiah. They didn't need one. Who needs a Messiah if you can save yourself? And they were righteous in their own eyes. They didn't think they needed someone to save them. These Pharisees are absolutely obsessed with how they look to everybody around them, parading their religion around. They wanted to receive the glory only reserved for God. And they craved the recognition. They craved the spotlight, wanting people to see them. These were the Pharisees that have invited Jesus to dinner, presumably. The only way that he would have shown up is with that invitation. And even though Jesus, throughout all of the New Testament, throughout his entire ministry life, he's in heated debates and conversation with the Pharisees, he still doesn't shy away from showing up. He still doesn't shy away from going out and speaking the truth. He still doesn't shy away from, you know what, I'm gonna go and see what they have for me. See what actually I have for them. He's not afraid to be around them. And instead of avoiding the opposition that he knows is coming, he's all knowing, he goes, he shows up. And it's funny because we see that they didn't simply want to get to know Jesus better. This wasn't like, hey, you know what, the Pharisees come up. They're like, you know what, let's get this guy Jesus out here to dinner with us. Let's just learn a little bit more about him. Seems kind of interesting. I want to know. No, we see it from this, watched him closely, that they didn't care to know about Jesus. They didn't care whether or not to actually find out if he was the Messiah or not. They were there to set him up. They intentionally invited him over on the Sabbath to see whether or not they could catch him in sin. And we see that they watched him closely, and behold, there was a certain man before him who had dropsy. A disabled man doesn't just end up at dinner with a bunch of Pharisees. They had him there on purpose. They invited the guy, and the guy was probably all stoked. He's like, oh my gosh, I get to go with the Pharisees and have dinner. Despite my station, I get to show up, and they were just using him. But what does he get out of it? He gets healing out of it. And what does he say? Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees saying, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? And the guy with dropsy is like, yes, please say yes, please say yes, please. But they kept silent. So it's a setup. It's they had brought him there for that reason. And you notice Jesus answering. He's answering, but did anyone ask him a question? No. No one actually asked Jesus a question. He answers, and then not only did no one actually ask a question for Jesus to answer, but then Jesus answers the non-question with what? A question. That's crazy. Only Jesus can do that. Nobody asks a question, he answers them. And then he asks them a question in answering their non-question. Because he is omniscient. He knows everything. Only Jesus can ask a question and answering something that you have on your heart. He saw what they were doing. They didn't need to say a word. He's responding not to any verbal confrontation, but to the condition of their hearts. But they kept silent, and he took him and healed him and let him go. That's it. That's the only healing. It seems like such an underplayed healing. It was like, hey, look, this is just a kind of a side hustle of what's happening right now. I'm gonna heal you. And he's like, yes, it's like changed his life. He's like, it went from really amazing to even better, and now I get healed, and Jesus does it. Now let's deal with what you guys are actually trying to do. And again, he answers again. And we see that Jesus tells them exactly and answers them exactly what they need to hear. He doesn't need anybody to add to the conversation. Which of you having a donkey or an ox that has fallen into a pit will not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath? They could not answer him regarding these things. So Jesus knows. He knows what is lawful and what is not lawful. He's not dumb. He knows before he asks the question, he knows the answer. And he knows that it's not. And some of the Jews, and he's actually, it's really interesting when you look at it, some of the Jews actually thought it was illegal, against the law for them in their specific sect of Judaism. But some of them also didn't. And it's as if he's pitting them against each other. He's saying, look, you guys don't even agree on this. But I know it is not. And if it's not unlawful to help an animal, then how much better would it be to help a human being? And they're playing with the heart. They're using humans as pawns, but really Jesus is getting to the heart. And he's illuminating and helping them understand that they don't actually care about healing people. They don't actually care about the person. It's all just for show. It's all just to get what they want. The Pharisees thought that they invited Jesus into their little dinner in order to examine them, but what they're seeing is that they're actually being examined.